wait a minute, what's that sound? Are we dusting off the funk and bringing it out for all to hear? Yes, we are. It's the great song Taint Misbehavin' by Mr. William Turner. Let's introduce everybody here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. By the way, coming up, the Napa Tool of the Week. That's Ace. That's Chick McGee. That's Josh. That's Christy. This is Tom speaking, and our guest is comedian Jordan Rock.
Hello, hello.
Single man?
Yeah, I am.
Is there a special someone out there, or?
There's a few special somebodies out there.
Good.
I'm just juggling my life right now. I'm trying to get my life together. I'm really 27 right now.
Do you have a dog?
Nah.
Oh, no. Well, said with a lot of disdain.
Yeah.
No responsibility, guys.
Because you know why? I'll say this right now. Some people have dogs. Some people have deeper companion issues.
Okay.
That sounds serious.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Some people like dog. I live in New York I lived in New York where dogs run people's lives. Like they run home at night because they have a dog and stuff like that. And
it's also a great excuse though.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to go. I got to go let the dogs out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Christy, well, you're suggesting after some kind of very deep personal encounter.
You don't have to spend the night.
Of the intimate kind, you can ditch yourself
Cinderella
out of that situation.
Here. Got to go.
Okay. If I ever go to a girl's house and she has a dog, I'm like, you know what? This will probably be the last time I come over here. Simply because I know if I stay over, my spot is basically the dog spot. Like, I'm in the dog spot.
Yes, you can tell that the dog hates it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping in his part of the bed, and yeah. I don't want to intrude on his territory.
Man, that dog looks at you.
Really?
Yeah, he might even eat one of your hats. It's just never a good situation.
I've never allowed dogs on the bed before, so I don't have this situation. Okay. But
now, Josh, have you ever been in a situation in which, once again, where you're having some sort of intimate moment with one of these ladies that you see? And
the
dog is observing the action, shall we say?
Yes, that's happened. Yeah, but it's
what's your policy on that?
If it keeps it fair distance, whatever.
Uh huh.
I'm not gonna.
If the dog were to enter the
here we go
sphere of the activity.
He's gonna ask if he ever licked you.
Oh, I see. That has never happened.
There is a famous interview. This is actually worth researching. With the great actor Robert Mitchum, there is a famous just calm down. There is a famous Rolling Stone interview with Robert Mitchum that involves, if memory serves, a Great Dane and an unfortunate encounter during an intimate moment. Mitchum, remember, he was like the first guy popped for marijuana back in the 50s. He was a bad boy at Hollywood. In any event, we can move on from here. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What do you have over there?
The San Antonio Zoo is offering the recently unemployed Toys R Us mascot Jeffrey a job as ambassador for giraffe conservation.
That's a good idea.
The zoo is hoping that the toy company will donate the rights to the character. The San Antonio Zoo also started a GoFundMe page titled, quote, Help San Antonio Zoo Save Jeffrey, to raise money for the Giraffe Conservation Foundation.
That's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Did you see that photograph that they showed of Jeffrey being leaving the last Toys R Us?
Saddest thing ever I've ever seen.
Is this real?
He had a suitcase walking slowly away from the camera.
That
was sad. Really sad, I thought. Why would they do that? Maybe this is part of this campaign giraffe preservation. That's great.
So if Jeffrey goes from Toys R Us to this serious job, that's going to be crazy.
Well, you don't want to be watching TMZ and all of a sudden there's nude shots of Jeffrey with one of the Kardashians. And, oh my God, look at the level he's stooped to.
It's like OJ after trial. It's just like, just wild. He goes down to Miami. He's there with scene with Riff Raff.
Great analogy. I love Jeffrey. I hope he does this.
Love Jeffrey?
Yeah, help preserve giraffe. Have you ever had an encounter with a giraffe?
Yes, I have.
Isn't that the greatest?
I've fed giraffes by hand before.
You do that thing where you get to...
Yeah, you get to go up and...
This thing, they've got this balcony, and you get to go up so the giraffes walk up, and it's like, hey.
How are you?
How's it going? They're really cool.
You know that giraffe was soon to kill you? Look at you. They're vicious.
Well, it's a controlled environment. There was, a guy that got iced by a giraffe about a month ago.
No, I thought a woman killed a giraffe recently, right? And she said it was controlling the population.
The giraffe took out the guy.
Yeah, but there was a guy,
What did he do, stomp him to death?
Hit him with his neck.
Oh!
That's the neck.
That's how they go. They use their neck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Jeffrey, though, very cool. Jeffrey's a cool giraffe.
Jeffrey's house broke.
Yeah.
But now he's unemployed. So,
yeah, I saw him near an underpass.
He did?
Yeah, he had a sign.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
What did it say?
I'll do giraffe things for food.
You know, that sounds dirtier than anything you could have said.
Let's do a giraffe thing tonight. Oh, God.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom and Jumbo, do you have a bit?
Hey, Jumbo. Oh, Jumbo. Did your Jeffrey, this is so sad, the giraffe, he's unemployed.
Oh, my God, Tom, we are all worried about Jeffrey, man.
You think he's going to start drinking?
Well, he's down in the dumps, man. He don't even hold his head high anymore. Oh. And that's hard for him not to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This guy, he's not happy. He loves his gig.
I heard he is a drinker. He likes beer. You know how he likes them?
Get long necks, baby!
Long necks.
There you go, Jumbo.
Oh, that's a good one right there.
I think they're trying to, the San Diego Zoo wants him to be a mascot to help preserve giraffes. And that's what's kind of a nice thing. But I've got a different idea for him.
Oh, if you got some other kind of gig for Jeffrey, man, he could use the help.
I think I've got a gig for both you and Jeffrey.
No, screw that. I ain't gonna work with a giraffe, man.
No. It's separate gigs. I think it's about time that the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Redskins dropped that offensive to many people those names. And how about the Cleveland Giraffes? And the Washington Elephants.
Hmm.
You could get a gig as a mascot, probably work every weekend.
So I got to wear an Indian outfit?
No. The idea
would
be...
No, just a war bonnet, of course.
A war bonnet and paint up my face?
Yeah. No, the whole idea is you get rid of all that.
Can you hold a tomahawk with your trunk?
No, you're missing the point.
Are you kidding me?
Can you... Let me hear your war cry.
Yo, baby, it is on.
Okay.
That's not what I had in mind. No, they're trying to get rid of that stereotype.
Oh.
And go.
Oh, I got it. Oh, so update things, make it a little more modern.
Yeah, there you go.
I could be like a very sensitive elephant. Yeah, kind of, you know, get out there in the game. All right, go, everybody, try your hardest.
That's not really what you
want. At least we tried. At least we tried.
There you go.
Okay, Jumbo, we have to move on.
No, I got plenty of time.
Yeah, well, we don't.
Nothing but time.
Did you hear about those lions that killed a poacher?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, we have been watching on Jungle YouTube all day long.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Hey, can you tell, did the lions eat two or three poachers? They couldn't tell yet. They hadn't been able to figure it out.
No, man. There was at least three of them. I tell you, it was such a mess, we couldn't quite tell what was going on.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, those lions, they really are piggish. They didn't save any for anybody.
Oh, well. You don't really eat human meat, do you?
No, not us. But, you know, there was a lot of other critters hanging around wanting a little piece of that action, particularly the rhinos themselves.
Oh, they wanted a little taste, huh?
Oh, yeah. They was wanting in on that action.
I saw a rhino slip a lion a bag.
Oh.
Probably cash.
Yeah. Yep.
Take care of these guys before they take care of us.
Dude, a rhino puts a hit out on you, just you ain't going to see it coming, man.
Okay, well, we got to hang up the phone.
You ever had a rhino horn in your ass?
Oh, my God.
I knew that was going to end badly. Christy, what's the teaser over there?
Well, we have the ultimate man cave. Took 23 years carving into rock to get it.
That's a cave, all right.
Yeah, Uranus is definitely in the news again.
I'm sorry?
Uranus.
The planet.
Oh, Uranus.
Okay. Either way.
Which way you want to say it.
We'll find out what that's all about next. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Listen to that. It's a new dawn. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. We have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That's Ace.
Hey.
That's Chick.
Hey.
That's Josh.
Hi.
Over there, I can see Christy. I'm Tom. Oh,
hi.
Wait a second. We got a guest. It's Jordan Rock.
We see him
right over there. We found out Jordan does not have a girlfriend who has a dog.
No.
You're not a big dog fan, are you?
You know what? I could, like, no, not really.
All right.
She's got a dog. That dog is number one, right? Number one priority. And now we have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. You mentioned Uranus. The planet.
Uranus, yes.
Either way you go with it, it's
It sounds like a fourth grader's joke. Yeah, yes, okay, I get it. Scientists say our solar system is a pretty calm place these days, but that hasn't always been the case. In the period when the planets were still forming, collisions between various large bodies were common. New research shows that Uranus, or Uranus, a cold, hostile planet with a number of peculiar features.
Oh, it's a barren place.
Was the victim of a devastating impact during those early years, and it might explain some of its strange character.
Ramming speed.
The collisions billions of years ago probably altered Uranus's rotation rate, atmosphere, and internal structure.
Oh, wow.
Make you spin, all right.
Yeah. Wow, the internal structure, too, Uranus?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So Uranus off kilter. There's some weird thing about it. It doesn't spin on an axis, right? I forget the weird. There's something really unusual about that planet.
Really?
I forget why. I forget what it is. Hmm. I don't know. This was everywhere yesterday. I don't know why this is such a big news story, that something that's been there for such a long time. They must have done some new study about Uranus.
I don't know.
Or Uranus.
Uranus.
Okay. Do you have the one about the jogger? I thought the boys would really enjoy this.
A 19-year-old man flipped over his car in Madison, Wisconsin, fled the scene, removed his clothes, and then pretended to be a jogger unconnected to the wreck. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, the unidentified man made a lane change Tuesday evening at the same time as another car. He overcorrected, hit the shoulder, and his car overturned. Police chief, one of our buddies, Mike Koval, says the suspect fled and removed some clothing. When officers caught up with him, he told him he was an uninvolved jogger.
I know nothing of what happened. I don't know. I was just jogging by.
So he
was ticketed for failure to have control, hit and run, and operating license.
In your underwear at this point?
Maybe he had on jogging shorts under his clothes.
Well, they knew right away that it was him, though, right?
I don't know.
Listen, I've been to Madison, Wisconsin. People get pretty faded down there.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah. They'll party it up.
I've been faded in Madison.
But apparently
The issue was I'm just jogging here in my boxer shorts and cowboy boots.
Yeah, did he have to remove his clothes?
Listen, well, when you're in the moment, you're in the moment.
Yeah,
okay?
You know what? I guess you're right, yeah.
So did the cop walk up and go, okay, you're a jogger? Well, I'm not a cop. I just dress like one. And we're going to go talk about this. Apparently, he'd had a previous violation.
Yes, he didn't have a driver's license.
Yeah, okay. That's always awesome.
Oh, that explains everything.
Yeah, he'd had his driver's license taken away.
You live in L.A. right now, right?
Oh, yeah. I live in L.A.
So you got a car now?
Yep.
Okay, because being originally a New York guy.
Yeah, I didn't have a car for a long time.
How old were you when you learned to drive?
I grew up in South Carolina, so I knew how to drive when I was like 15. I used to sneak out the house and take the car, too. I was that kid.
Cool.
Yeah, I would take the car. I was driving on my permit. I was driving so hard on my permit got suspended.
Man, I got a girl with a permit. I can't get in a car. It's unbelievable.
She didn't want to learn to drive?
No, she's afraid.
All I wanted to do was leave.
See, that's the difference. Kids don't want to leave anymore. Well, Back then, we wanted to get the hell out.
Have you tried threatening her with a beating?
No. Why would I do that?
No. Well, that's the way my mom did stuff.
Well, I think also, let's just stop for one second.
Okay.
Let's compare your mom to Christy. How much did you want to get away on a scale of 1 to 100?
Hang on a second. What was the question again?
Comparing me to Chick's mom?
No. I'm contrasting, if you will. In other words,
that's an interesting
point. You have a nice home.
Yeah.
Your daughters enjoy being there with you. So they don't really know how to get away necessarily.
No.
You know, you're gone often enough for all kinds of nefarious activities to take place in the basement.
That's true. Whereas, whether it be illicit sex or drug dealing, of course, yes.
No, that's right, that's me.
Never mind.
Jeez. You want to go? Hey, let's do it. If we're going to do it, let's do it.
Yeah, I had to get out by my house. I do way too many bad things for my mom to be around. Like, even now, like, I'm at my mom's crib. I'm like, dang, like, does she even know where I've been?
Probably better that she doesn't. Speaking as a mom, she doesn't want to.
Jordan, has your mom seen your act?
She has.
So, if you know she's in the audience, do you change it just slightly?
No, not at all.
Yeah, okay.
She's got other kids that do comedy, so
she knows what's going on.
Yeah, she knows what's about to happen.
She knows how good or bad you may be.
Yeah.
Speaking of drivers and bad drivers at that, a truck driver took the wild side of a GPS ride and ended up stranded on a beach in North Carolina. The driver of the Interstate Van Lines told WVEC-TV...
News for you.
He was supposed to be driving south on Route 12 Monday, but somehow ended up traveling north. He tried to find a place to turn around, but instead reached the end of the road quite literally and ended up stuck on the beach in Corolla, North Carolina, which is a small village in the Outer Banks. Tom, you want to take a look at this? It's literally...
So it's a giant truck?
Yeah, he's a moving van. Yeah.
On the outer... Really?
Yep.
That's a L.
Yeah, a 60-ton tow truck did eventually get the beached trailer out of the soft sand after it had been stranded for about 2 hours.
It's not a road at all. How did he not see the end of that road coming?
I don't know.
Now, to visualize this, imagine the biggest truck you've seen in the freeway.
Right.
And it's right there on the beach like the Wright brothers plane.
Yeah.
Oh, look. There's the...
Kitty Hawk.
Kitty Hawk.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so people just follow whatever the GPS says.
You know, you don't look around and say, hey, wait, this doesn't look right.
Yeah, how do you, common sense has got to take over at some point.
Yeah.
So with the amphetamines kick in.
Now I'm not, what?
Never mind.
No. Insinuate that the,
well, no, I mean,
doing
at what point
anything illicit.
At what point do you say, wait a minute, this is, there's no road here, this is a beach, I'm in a giant truck.
There's no road here.
Gee, that's the ocean. A new taxi service at a rock festival in Finland is accepting payment in the form of singing.
Oh, jeez.
The energy company Fortum is debuting something called the Sing-Along Shuttle.
This is James Corden's fault.
At the Finnish music festival Rusrock this weekend.
Everybody's doing carpool karaoke.
Horrible. Where is it happening?
In Finland.
What's that the name of the music festival?
It's called Rusrock.
Rusrock.
Rusrock. In Finland.
Rather than paying a standard monetary fare, riders going to the concert are required to sing while a driver takes them to the festival grounds. Otherwise, the ride is free.
Oh, no. Oh, my. I feel for that rider. Yeah. I feel for everyone
in that car. I feel for the driver.
Yeah, he's going to hear some awful renditions.
If you sing Don't Stop Believin', I'm stopping this cab. You know, one more Stairway to Heaven, we're done.
I wonder if he plays music for them, or do they have to do a cappella?
Oh,
God. If you do Bohemian Rhapsody a cappella, I'm backing up. That sounds like the world's worst idea.
Speaking of airborne, have you thought about airborne taxis?
Airborne taxis.
Yeah, some lawmakers.
You mean like planes?
A little bit more.
Basic?
Yeah. Lawmakers in Germany want to be ready when taxis start to fly.
Oh.
Officials in Munich say they'd like to see the city's main train station have a landing pad for
flying. They have nothing
taxis
to worry about presently.
Just telling
this is not
you.
They're just going
ready.
To happen.
They're just ready for whenever it happens.
What do you mean it's not going to happen? I guarantee you it'll happen.
No.
Tom has the best argument on this. We can't have flying cars. We barely get along on the ground. Can you imagine a road rage in the air?
I mean, there's the conspiracy theory that they already have flying cars, and they haven't given them to us because there would be so many more laws they'd have to make about flying.
Hey, it's one thing to run out of gas when you're in the ground, but when you're... whoops.
Well, I'm sure they would allow for
the
that.
Lawmakers. Hey,
your kids are like, yo, let's just push it on E, man. We can fly there. We can make it.
Yeah, exactly.
When it says E, it doesn't mean E. No.
Since we got 20 miles on
That's
it.
Right.
I've been through that on
These
a car.
Lawmakers say it's expected within a few years that flying taxis will be available.
Crashing through
What's
my roof
years?
Because somebody was checking a text. This is a terrible idea.
Yeah, no.
All of a sudden the new homeowner speaks up. Okay.
Yeah, I've got things now that I want to protect.
Yeah, as you said, you've been
first in line for the flying car before the house.
You don't want some guy who's in a karaoke flying taxi.
Now look.
Yeah.
You know, singing Harry Chapin as he checks his email and flies into your roof.
Carpool karaoke at 30,000 feet. Hey.
Before you cross the street, look. Left, right, up, and down.
Right.
Yeah. They did it on the Jetsons, and it worked just fine.
It was a cartoon. You never saw the episode where George was making it with the robot maid.
Rosie?
See,
I thought Rosie was a little hot.
Rosie?
Yeah, the Jetsons is a...
Never gets tired.
That's an upper-class family from the future. They never showed you what was going on the ground. Let me tell you, it was bad down there, okay?
It was Thunderdome, Mad Max on the ground. The Jetsons didn't care. They were way up in the air.
God, yeah. Would that be great?
The camera pans down.
The camera pans down.
The guy in the the guitar out in front of her on fire. Yeah! It's
like right at the foot of the Jetsons building was a war.
It's like Fritz the Cat, you know, robots dealing reefer.
This is like that party when you're talking with people and somebody says something weird and they all go, what did you say? Yeah, Fritz the Cat and Robots and Reefer. Yeah, that's right.
Did you ever see Fritz the Cat?
No.
You know what? I know what Fritz the Cat is. Fritz the Cat is a great movie.
It's an X-rated cartoon.
Oh.
It's about the emergence of the drug culture, and Fritz is a talking cat. It's quite dated, but very interesting.
Even the first X-rated cartoon.
Really?
Yeah. It's extremely dated. If you get a chance, I don't even know if it's floating around on.
It's
on the internet.
It is.
Okay. I found it on the internet.
You a big porn guy?
I am.
We have had a lot of big porn stories this week.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I love porn so much. I don't even delete my history anymore.
It was like, hey, just check it out.
Yeah, I'm just like, yo, if I die, let it be known.
Okay.
I was here.
any peculiar proclivities? You'd like to share with
I like
be careful, this is radio.
I like interracial because I'm progressive. Uh-huh. And then I also like racist porn.
That's weird.
There is,
I mean, listen, like,
I didn't know there was. Is what is it? Are these bossy white chicks?
Yeah, basically about that. It's like you guys want me to explain it?
If it's interracial, weird.
It's like
politically incorrect.
It's like the white woman will yell like incorrect phrases at a black male they're engaged in sexual activities.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, I feel like you're judging.
No, not judging at all.
No, I just feel a little.
We just don't know what we're allowed to comment on.
I assume if I said right on, that would be the wrong answer.
You bet. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the listeners are like, I'm looking that up right now.
Trying to change the subject.
Yeah.
We got this tweet in. There's a fan theory that the Flintstones and the Jetsons are in the same universe. So bedrock is down below the clouds of the Jetson.
Well, that's not as funny as the first joke.
No, it's much funnier with the robots dealing drugs down below and rioting. And
what would that show be called?
You mean the Jetsons with the reality down there? Oh, God, I don't know. It's Jordan's idea. You'll have to get a name for it. God, that would
all
be
right,
great,
what
though.
Do we call it? I don't even know. I was going to say Futurama. That's another show.
Yeah.
The Wireless?
Yeah.
It's futuristic.
Wireless.
Yeah, I like it. We'll have to give it some thought, though, Christy. Mm. We've covered Uranus. And
boy, have we.
I'm glad we did. Did you see this thing about, speaking of nut jobs, did you see this thing about, I guess it's some Iranian general claiming that the Israeli army is stealing the clouds?
The head of Iran's civil defense organization, sad that I know what Tom's thinking, isn't it, claims that that Israel has been stealing Iran's clouds while also working to ensure that whatever clouds do make it into Iranian airspace are unable to release rain.
Is that right?
That's right. Iranian General Gholam Reza Jalali said his country's prolonged drought has been caused by foreign interference, specifically.
Please just call me Lali.
Yeah. By Israel and, quote, another country. Jalali has tried to back up his claims by citing a survey showing that all mountainous areas above 2,200 meters between Afghanistan and the Mediterranean are covered in snow, except those in Iran.
Now, in a way, there is a precedent for cloud seeding and stuff at wartime. Ooh. I'm not joking. In fact, the great writer Kurt Vonnegut's brother was involved in this during World War II. I'm not making this up.
No, I believe you.
But they're now claiming that somehow the Israelis are preventing the clouds that have rain from floating their way, which would be a trick.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get that to work, but it is kind of cool if they had that technology.
That is modern warfare right there.
Yeah.
That is some Call of Duty stuff for you.
I have a question. Do you suppose, does a snowman in Iran, do they have... You know, like a turban, and
they don't have nose.
Do they have the snowman?
I mean, a carrot nose.
They might dress them.
They have the whole snowman concept in other countries.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I've never seen one.
Hmm.
Be
I don't think of snow in Iran, to be honest with you.
Frosty the snowman. Okay, never mind.
I'm just asking.
A mother has won Reese's outrageous fan contest by naming her daughter
Peanut Butter Cup
after the popular peanut butter and chocolate candy bar. That's right.
I named her Peanut Butter Cup.
Renee Cup, who named her daughter Reese E. Cup.
Wow.
So she had an advantage. Her last name was
she
already
did.
Cup.
C-U-P-P.
Huh.
Competed against hundreds of other Reese's obsessed hopefuls in the contest, which ran as a social media promotion for their new so-called outrageous bars. Not familiar with them, are you? Outrageous bars?
Yeah, they have peanut butter cups that have Reese's peanut butter cups that has peanut butter pieces in them.
Oh,
maybe those are outrageous.
How old is this kid?
Baby.
The North Carolina mom was a clear standout for her.
It's got to be a brand new baby.
Oh, okay, they're not changing the name of it.
To Reese's.
That kid is going to hate
school. It's Reese's, Christy.
That kid's going to.
We say Reese.
No, you shouldn't.
We say Reese cups here.
But it's Reese's.
Well, I know.
It doesn't say Reese's. It says Reese.
No, not at all.
But it's Reese's Pieces.
It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Reese's Pieces.
Reese cup.
But her name is
Reese.
Her name is Reese.
It's Reese E.
Oh, no, her name is Reese
right.
E. Cup, but she's wrong.
Her life's been ruined.
Her life's a lie.
Here's Leo, it's ruined. When she's 18, she's going to be, hey, have you seen D. Cup?
Reese D. Cup?
The peanut butter cup's out the window. You're working on the cup. Double D. Cup. Why stop at D. Cup? How about double D. Cup?
She can use all the $10,000 for counseling for this poor girl who's going to have to go through life.
Reese, give me
her
my
daughter
phone.
Is a grown ass girl. I mean, not.
Oh, I thought it was
what?
Not a baby.
Well, so that she changed her name.
Well, it's about time.
Eight years ago,
the couple
printed the name Reese Eve Cup on their daughter's birth certificate.
Okay.
Although the correct pronunciation of the candy is
Reese's.
You're right. Cup tells people magazine.
You don't have to tell me.
She is always
hierarchy of candy bars.
She's always
Josh,
pronounced
go.
Reese's.
If Reese's cups count as a candy bar, that's number one.
No.
Reese's
Yeah, they do.
They don't count as a candy bar?
No, they're not number one.
Oh. In my hierarchy, they
but
are.
If they're circular, they can still be a bar?
Yeah.
Reese's?
Yes.
Number two, Snickers?
Yep.
Number three, Whatchamacallits.
Is that the one with the pretzel in it?
No.
It's not?
But it's got almost everything else.
What's the Whatchamacallits? No pretzel in the one? Are you sure?
Jordan?
Yes.
I think it's Hershey's Almond.
Oh, man.
Hershey's Almond?
No,
Hershey's
no.
Almond,
he's
number
not,
one.
He's not wrong here.
Number two, Snickers.
Yeah.
Number three, Snickers ice cream bar.
Oh, I mean, that's for certain.
Well, if you're going to do that, number one, Snickers. Number two, Twix ice cream bars.
Okay.
Number three, Snicker ice cream bar.
Okay.
Have you ever had a Twix ice cream bar?
I have.
Yeah, they're
holy
excellent.
Moly.
That might be number one,
yeah.
Followed by Nestle's Crunch Bar.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Christy has
number one.
Her candy bars.
Yeah, what?
Carrot sticks.
No.
Celery.
Milky Way Midnight.
Kale. This list is already done.
Kale.
She started with Milky Way number one.
And the Midnight.
I
no
love
less.
It. Dark chocolate. Oh,
all right.
God,
okay.
The pretzel candy bar with is the take five.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, that's such a...
Well, what's the rest of your hierarchy, Kristy?
Butterfinger.
Oh, man. This is an odd list.
Yeah, you're somebody. You're definitely somebody's mom.
I like
that
this.
That is a mom.
This is unique.
What a wrong list.
What's
wow.
next? Dots?
What a sad
Yeah, what's the next one? What is the next one?
You go
one?
Home and stare at your belly button. You go, why did I say that out loud? Boobs are like a bag of sand.
If number three is Smarties, I'm throwing my tea on you.
Oh, no. I would never eat a Smartie. Number three would be Three Musketeers.
Wow.
Oh! Oh, my God. The worst candy bar.
The nothing of the candy bars.
Are you kidding? It's full of nuggets.
And that's
exactly
nougat.
Why it's the worst.
Nougat. I'm so uncomfortable.
They filled it with nougat and then went, nougat. I guess we're done.
We're done.
Well, what do you
want to
do with all these chopped nuts and caramel and stuff? No.
They barely got chocolate on it. It's a bar of nougat.
The word nougat. Like nougat?
The word nougat makes me uncomfortable. It
Why?
Sounds like something from one of those pornos Jordan likes to wear. Jordan Rock. Thank you very much. We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. It's getting kind of...
I want to buy something.
Eerie in here. You got something you want to buy, do you?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Well, don't let being on the air stop. Yeah, I'm shopping for stuff all morning.
Josh got this really cool new dining thing, and I...
Good to know. We'll get to it in just a moment. We are in the Napa Auto Parts studios. I'm required to do that, you'll recall. And with us in the studio, we have our engineer ace.
Hello.
There's Chick. There's Josh. I'm Tom. And that's Christy Lee itching to buy something. Want to buy something sexy?
No.
Like an Evinrude outboard motor?
What?
I would have to have a boat to have a motor.
Oh, nothing sexier than a boat. Lady with a boat? You kidding me?
I am not buying a boat.
You got a boat? You got a boat.
Yeah, I got time for that.
Well, but you don't have time to shop.
If you buy the boat, I'll take care of it.
I'm not buying a boat. I don't have that kind of money. I don't have boat money.
You know, that's one of the great ideas ever.
What?
Josh, let's you and I buy a boat and we can share it. What do you think about that? We'll share it. Nothing could go wrong.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Can you get that? Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Peter Cramden. And this is some other news.
Related to Ralph Cramden, perhaps. Peter.
Oh, by the way, this reporter's candy hierarchy. Clark Bar, Zagnut. Snickers.
Okay.
Thank you. Police in Waynesville, North Carolina are asking for the public's help in identifying the so-called granny thief who they say stole a victim's wallet in a Walmart last week. The granny thief can be seen on security videos stealing a wallet off the floor after a woman's child had thrown it on the floor without the mother's knowledge. Hey, I can relate to this lady. Some mornings you spike the prune juice and see where the day takes you. And besides, spoiling those grandkids gets expensive.
Yeah. So you steal money.
You come in handy.
Become an old thief. The oldest man in America recently had his ID stolen and his bank account cleaned out by thieves using sophisticated digital wire transfers.
This is sad.
Well, the bank should have been tipped off to the fraud when the money was electronically wired and not paid out in $2 bills and Susan B. Anthony silver dollars and stuffed into a card signed, Love, Grandpapa.
How would the bank know what the money was stuffed into?
Hey, he's drunk.
Hey, this is the news, man.
You're supposed to talk to him.
There are reports that Samsung phones are randomly sending out users' photos to people on their contact list.
Yikes.
Without the phone owner's knowledge or permission. Now, most of these reports are coming from teen boys who have accidentally texted their mother's pictures of their junk in the angry position. A new study out of Ohio State University says eating popcorn with chopsticks makes the popcorn taste better. A professor overseeing the study is quoted as saying, when you eat popcorn with chopsticks, you pay more attention, and you are more immersed in the experience.
Sure.
Well, that would explain why my wife, Mrs. Hitzwater, brought chopsticks into bed last evening.
You're getting lazy down there, are you?
Yeah, baby.
Gotta focus.
Mrs. Finally, a new study. What was that? I missed it. And finally, a new study has been released suggesting that eating nuts helps improve your sperm count, sperm quality, and sperm size.
Yeah.
Well, that explains the huge testicles on the squirrels outside my office window.
All right.
And the new slogan for the Blue Diamond Company, Nut Up.
Nut Up.
Nut Up.
Nut Up.
Up.
Not up.
I like
it. Man, I'm Dick Hitzwater, Friday, sitting in for Peter Cramden. This has been Some Other News. Good day
Peter,
good night.
Peter Cramden.
Nut Up.
Barely. I mean, of course his wife is known as Mrs. Hitzwater, but it just struck me as being very much.
Peter Cramden, if you notice that.
No, I absolutely.
He's apparently out with a pulled muscle, apparently. Have to move on here. Speaking of moving on, Chick, you're spending the whole weekend, or at least the whole day today, watching soccer.
That's right. And tomorrow. Today and tomorrow is soccer day.
Oh, yeah, and you have your shoo-in picks for us, don't you?
Yeah, I like England over Sweden today, and I like Russia over Croatia.
Oh, all right.
So I need to go to an English restaurant at 10 a.m. Or a Swedish restaurant. Do we have Swedish or English restaurants around here?
You can go to IKEA and get some meatballs.
I know where there's a big English soccer restaurant if you'd like to know.
Okay, and apparently we have a new sponsor.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, if you're apparently a fan of a World Cup. I'm not sure if these are related, but let's certainly give this a listen.
What a great game. I think I can go play another one.
Dude, you were on fire out there, man. You had two goals. How are you not exhausted?
must be this new energy drink. Here, give it a try.
Wow, that tastes fantastic. What's this called?
Happiness.
That's right, fellas. It's Happiness. Hmm. The first energy drink made by soccer players for soccer players.
Oh.
Happiness gives players a big kick when they need it. And it tastes great to boot. Just listen to what these international soccer stars say.
Guten Tag. You know me. I'm the captain of the German national football team, Heini Schniffer. And I'm proud to tell everyone how much I love her penis.
It's happiness.
When it comes to getting my head on the balls, no one can keep up with me. And that is all thanks to the extra oomph I get from my little friend I call her penis.
It's happiness.
Never before have I been so excited to swallow something. That salty aftertaste. Yeah. That's happiness.
That's happiness. And it's not just taking Europe by storm. South American players love happiness, too.
Hola, it's me, Colombian all-star Juan Mordek. And I, too, love happiness.
Happiness.
Before I tried happiness, I felt like there was a hole in my life that I just couldn't fill. But then, when happiness first touched my lips, they began to tingle. It made me shiver. As the flavor of a penis filled my mouth and cascaded down my throat, I finally realized what to fill my hole with. Happiness.
It's happiness.
Happiness.
Is happiness for kids? No way. Not in this commercial it isn't. But consenting adults can find happiness in gas stations and truck stops everywhere. If you look hard enough, you might be able to get it at bus stations and interstate rest stops, too. And happiness comes in sizes sure to please everyone. Whether you need the 3-ounce Lil Squirt, the 6-ounce Average Joe, or the colossal 13.5-ounce Throat Tickler.
It really does tickle your throat.
That's happiness.
Warning. Possible side effects of happiness can include the immediate need for a nap, sore throat, bad breath, locked jaw, unwanted pregnancy, regular pregnancy, internal bleeding, external bleeding, sudden euphoria, or death.
Oh.
We love happiness.
Well, you sucked me in. I thought, oh, what a sweet.
Hey, so to speak.
You sucked
Christy in. There you go.
What a sweet little nice thing.
Yeah, happiness. And
nice.
New energy drink, apparently.
Oh, boy.
Who wouldn't have wanted some of that?
Look at the time.
Up next.
Hey, did you know that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a new pinball exhibit?
I hope the Who.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nope.
This must involve the Who.
Of course it involves the Who.
Okay, I'm a fan.
I know you are. And they're also looking, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is looking for your videos of famous bands before they were famous.
Oh, cool.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea.
I'd love to. We'll have more on that when we come back. This is the Bob and Tom Show.